get a chance to see your team once again Tuesday at the Graff Event Center, McCook Community College, for a couple of matches. Off to a great start. I know, gosh, what a team last year. Wow, what a team. You'll remember that team forever and ever. But, a lot of those kids have moved on, graduated. But you've got a lot of talented kids that are still around and playing some pretty good volleyball to begin the season, aren't they?
Yeah, I would agree with that. We're figuring some things out with our rotations, and we obviously have a veteran setter in Myla Emery and a three-year starter in Rebecca Lemke that have kind of took over the leadership reins, and so, yeah, doing well.
That was nice. If you're going to have anyone back, it's not always nice to have a setter back, isn't it?
For sure.
But you've got some other kids, I'm sure, that played, practiced against all these girls for the last couple of years and have played some good volleyball at times, maybe more in a JV role than a varsity role, but you know darn well, hey, we can still play with these kids.
Absolutely. We have a left side in Kaylee Carr, who's a sophomore. So, yeah, she practiced against them last year. She's doing really well. We have a libero that's a senior, so she's stepped into that role and done a really good job, McKenna Anderson. But
there's a lot of girls. I'm sure a lot of position battles going into this year, weren't there?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. I would say not necessarily, just because we only have 24 kids out, and so just kind of knew where kids would fit and needed some height, and so our younger kids don't have a ton of height yet, so I wouldn't say necessarily that there have been some position battles, but just figuring out what position works best for kids is probably more so the issue. We're running a 6-2 still, and so Myla's doing some hitting for us as well, and so we have a sophomore setter that stepped in and Tori Hansen and into that role, and we also have a middle hitter that's a sophomore, Allie Cederberg, that she's really strong. She's done a nice job because we lost two big middles last year, so.
I'm sure it was good to have the summer months where you got a chance to get these girls together, take them to some team camps, probably a top 10 camp or something like that. Really, it was good to get these girls together, have a chance before you actually started the fall practice, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of a necessity. I think especially when you lose that many seniors, we needed some time this summer, and the girls did a good job of buying into that, and I think we played it. Four different team camps, and so that definitely allowed us to figure out, positionally speaking, where we needed to put kids, but also it allowed them time to gel, allowed us time to figure out things that we really needed to focus on when practices started.
4-0 so far, first to three or sweeps. You did have a three-setter, a battle with Adams Central, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a great battle. The match before Nebraska Christian was a really good battle. We won both of those in extra points, like 28-26, 26-24. So that was really good to, and we were down in both of those, and so it was really good to see our kids fight through some of those things, some match points, and they just kind of gritted it out. And then, yeah, the Adams Central game, we really did not play very well the second set, and they served us really tough, and our kids just didn't lose confidence coming into that third set, and they just kind of stayed the course, so it was great.
You're expecting, I'm sure, a lot of the Southwest Conference teams, when you get there, tournament time, and even regular season, the Broken Bows, Ogallala's got a lot of kids back, McCook's got a lot of kids back this year, teams like that, they're going to battle you when you have a chance to see them.
For sure. I just watched a little bit of McCook on tape, and even Chase County just for tomorrow, and they're going to be, both those teams will be tough. Holdridge is coming around too. Ogallala is going to be a battle. Gothenburg always is, and Broken Bow always is too. Yeah, so we need to have things kind of shored up before we get to Southwest Conference time.